Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. And once again, we are in this 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. My guest today is Apostle Sylvia Ingram, and we are talking about chasing hard after God. We've been in this subject for the past 2 months now. Glory to God. Amen. It is my honor, let me do it this way, and privilege to once again host my dear friend and co-laborer in the gospel. I have known her for more than 20 years, probably more than 25. It's been a long time. Glory to God. She is the founder and senior pastor of Holiness Deliverance Temple in Savannah, Georgia. You won't want to miss a word of this. I hope you have your Bibles ready, have your writing utensil, however you take notes, whether it be in your iPad, on your iPhone, or the old-fashioned way with a notepad and paper. Do it. Amen. Get your things together as we come together, amen, to hear this mighty woman of God. This is an anointed prophet of God. I'm telling you, I have known this woman for a long time. Amen. She is consecrated. She is true. Amen. She is holy. Glory to God. She loves the Lord with all of her heart. Amen. And that's the Jesus, amen, that she is going to be bringing forth to you today. She herself is chasing hard after God, so she can attest to the things that you have been hearing all this time, because she is chasing hard after God herself. Glory to God. There is a word, amen, that David said in Psalm 27:4, and it reads, "One thing I have desired of the Lord,
I have desired,
will I seek after. May dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty
of the Lord,
and to inquire in his temple." Again, from Psalm 27:4, David understood how important it was, amen, to chase after God and to chase hard after him. Glory to God. He was a worshiper, and we see it all through the word, how David, he would fall, and then he would come back even harder, fiercer than ever, after the face of God. Glory to God. He knew, amen, he knew the love of God, and he knew where his salvation lied. He knew who supplied all of his needs. He knew that the Lord, he is the great shepherd. Amen. He said it himself, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." Amen. He knew that even before he had a need, the Lord had already provided.
My God.
To God. We're chasing hard after this Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we come before you, Lord God.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Glory, giving you honor and giving you
my praise. God.
You are the only wise God, the true and the living God. You are the one who seeks after even our hearts. Glory to God, you pursue us even when we don't know who you are. You loved us first, and because of that, we are learning how to love you. Amen, and how to love one another. Oh, Lord God, I thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for this great salvation. We thank you, Lord God, that you came down through 42 generations.
Yes.
Man, to save us. You became sin for us who knew no sin at all and incapable of sinning. And yet all of the sins that we have ever committed were thrust upon you, so that we would again be in our rightful place, in right fellowship, in right relationship with the Father. Lord God, we give you glory. We give you praise, Lord God, for your sovereignty. We praise you in your majesty. We give you glory, Lord God, for your provision. We thank you today for your
strength.
We thank you, oh God, for this great salvation. We thank you, Lord, for strength in the name of Jesus. We praise you, oh God, for the healing of our bodies, for the healing of our minds, for the healing of our souls. Oh, God, move right now in our hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and prepare us, Lord, for every word that you are about to bring forth. Lord God, because it looks like I can feel the breaking of day. Somebody is going to be able to break loose and break free from the shackles that the enemy had them held.
Come on.
The bondage that was surrounding them, because the word of the Lord is life. And it is freedom. It frees us from bondage, Lord God. And I thank you, Jesus,
thank you, Jesus,
for that you're doing. doing. I thank you, Lord God, for the prophecy today. I thank you for this apostle, Lord God, that you have anointed to bring forth the word of life. Oh,
yes, God.
That our ears be perked up and our eyes
yes,
be able
God. Yes,
see
God.
That is presented to us on this day. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Get ready. Amen. Here comes the woman of God to bring forth the word. Amen. Apostle Sylvia Ingram. Amen. It's all yours. Glory to God.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Amen. We do honor the Lord today. Who is the head of our life, amen, and we do give, amen, double honor to the host of this line, amen, this great podcast, Pastor Lydia Johnson. We thank God for the opportunity to be able to come before his people, once more and again, amen. I'm excited about the word of God. I'm excited about God, amen. I'm just excited, amen, about this series, Chasing Hard After God. Now, as I was thinking about the series, amen, she had given us, amen, some topics and some subtopics, and then she gave us, amen, open permission, amen, to be led of the Lord, amen, to, if there's something else, amen, that God has placed on your heart to do. And I appreciate, amen, her for doing that, because certainly, amen, the book, amen, and the chapters and the verses that I decided and my spirit rested on, I'm coming a different way, but I'm coming the same way, but I'm coming a different way. Why? Because we are, amen, living in a world, glory to God, amen, where things are presented to us, amen, each and every day. And if we don't get in our minds, amen, to chase hard after God, we can, amen, be sucked in under the currents, under life's currents, amen, and life's tsunamis and so on and so forth, amen. But I come today, amen, to encourage the body of Christ, amen, to hold on and to hold out. So we're going to, amen, come from Psalm 42.
Amen.
Psalm 42, glory to God. And as I was doing and listening to some commentaries and reading and doing some reading, found out that, amen, this particular portion of Psalm is the beginning of book number 2. They're divided into 5 books, amen. The Psalm is divided into 5 books. We already know that we use most of these songs for corporate worship, glory to God. Amen. These are the words that we use, amen, bless the Lord, oh my soul, I come to worship your holy name. We use all of those words, amen, can be found in the psalm. And so out of the belly, come on here, out of the soul, out of the depth of the individual was a cry, y'all not hearing me already, was a cry, amen, that they were chasing after God. Something had happened.
Yes.
To make them look and to realize that I cannot make it without God. And as we look here in Psalm 42, and I'm going to read it in its entirety, and then we're going to discuss it a little bit. We're starting at verse number 1. Mm-hmm. As the hart panteth after the water, brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat day and night, while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? When I remember these things, I pour out my soul in me. For I had gone with the multitude. I went with them to the house of God, with their voice of joy and praise, with a multitude that kept holy day. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. O my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mizar. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy waterspouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say unto God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me, while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God. I'm going to read that last clause again. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the help of my countenance and my God.
Yes.
God is great, and he's greatly to be praised.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the reading of the word and the listeners. Amen. And we pray that you will be sanctified by his holy word. As we go back and we review the scriptures, amen, that we have just read, we are literally chasing after God. And the writer, amen, who the title I have over my Bible, or over these particular scriptures, is to the chief musician, Mashiel, for the sons of Korah. Now, we know Korah, amen, glory to God, was the one over in Numbers chapter 16 who rebelled against Moses, all right? Glory to God. And because of the rebellion, the Lord opened up the earth. Come on here. Amen. And they fell in the earth. But when we get to Numbers chapter 26, we see that there was a survivor heir of Korah, which was a son. So they were a part of the Levitical priesthood. And the sons of Korah were in charge, amen, of the worship service. They were in charge, amen, of giving the words, amen, that we sing today. Amen. Some of the psalms that we sing today. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. There were 11 psalms that are here in the book of Psalms that were penned to the sons of Korah. And again, we're studying, amen, out of book number 2, which houses chapters 42 through 72 for the book of Psalms.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So what is our overall theme here? What are we saying here? When we're talking about chasing after God, why do we have to chase God? Why do we have to even chase him hard? Because, again, when life come in like a flood, you're not hearing me right here, when life come in like a flood, you're going to need somebody that you can turn to. Amen. Men can do it. Women can't do it. Drugs, you done tried drugs. Come on here. You done tried something to drink. You done tried to gamble it away. Amen. Whatever was your escape mechanism, you tried all of that. Glory to God. Now you need to chase hard after God.
Yes.
You need to chase after the one, amen, that can make it all right. Here in this particular chapter, amen, chapter 42, we can see, amen, that there was a spiritual depression going on. Amen. Glory to God. Because at one moment, amen, he was praising God. At another moment, amen, he was asking God, why have you forsaken me? And we can understand, amen, depression. If you have never been depressed, Lord have mercy. Don't ever go there. Amen. But if you have been depressed, you can understand why I'm coming this way today. Why you have to chase hard after God. Amen. Because it becomes, amen, your soul then becomes thirsty for God.
Yes.
It becomes, amen, a well that needs to be filled. Glory to God. Why? Because depression, amen, it depletes you. It takes out all your strength. You're not hearing me today. It takes out your strength. Come on here. Amen. Those things that used to look rosy, now they look black. Come on here. Those things that used to look blue, now they look white. You're not hearing what I'm saying. It distorts your vision. Depression does that. Glory to God. So therefore, when God comes in and tries to tell you, you need to bless me now, you will turn around, amen, and say, I don't feel like blessing. You know, I hear what I'm saying. Glory to God. When God will come in, amen, and try to tell you, amen, it's time to give praise, you'll tell God, God, I'm too heavy. Amen. My burdens are too heavy. I can't praise you right now. Come on here. That's why we got to chase hard after God. Amen. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, amen, he will lift up a standard against the enemy. But you got to chase hard after him. Amen. You got to push through your problem. Come on here. You got to push through your pain. Come on here. You got to push through your sickness. You ain't hearing me today. You got to push through your pain.
Push, glory.
You got to push through it. Amen. You got to chase after God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
So that you can get your praise in your mouth back. So that you can get your victory back. Come on here. That's why you got to chase hard after God. The psalmist here, he understood, glory to God, and that spiritual depression. That's why in there he started out the chapter. Amen. As the heart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. Have you ever seen a deer? Amen. A heart is another name for a deer. Have you ever seen a deer, amen, drink water from a brook? Even let's go with a dog. Have you ever seen a dog drink? Amen. They drink with fervency. Amen. They drink with vigor. Amen. They just not down there lazily. Amen. But they drink like it's their last drop of water that they ever going to get. That's how you come on here. That's how your soul got to chase after God. You got to act like this going to be my last time talking to him. This going to be my last time praising him. This might be my last, and you got to go hard. You got to press in.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. As that animal goes after the water in the water brook, your soul got to, you got to feel that thirst. The Bible says in the New Testament, and we're in the Old Testament, of course, but in the New Testament, he said, all those that are thirsty, he will what? Fill them.
Lord, hallelujah.
Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. My soul, there you go, verse number two. My soul thirsteth for God. Are you thirsty? How thirsty are you? For the living God, when shall I come and appear before God? So we continually, amen, going down, and I'm not going to reread all the whole scripture, glory to God, the whole chapter, but I want to reiterate, amen, some of the words, amen, that I remember, glory to God, as I went to church, the psalmist says, as I went to church, amen, I was yet praising God. I was yet had voices of praise, amen. I yet lifted up his name, but I still felt depressed.
Jesus.
Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about. Come on here. You can have on a facade. Come on here. And you can do all everything. You can dress up the outside. But it's your soul that on the inside that needs to chase after God. Your flesh, hallelujah, got to be put under subjection. That means you got to chase after God. Glory to God. He reigns forever. He's our hope. He's our strong deliverer.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
He's our everlasting God. But you can't faint in these days. You can't grow weary. Come on here. You got to know where your rep comes from. That's why you have to chase hard after God.
Right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
In these last and evil days, sin is so rampant. It always has been rampant, but more so now. Why? Because we are waxing cold. People are waxing cold. They are allowing anything to come into the house of God. They're allowing anything to take place in the house of God. So those that are believers, come on here. When these things come upon us and try to overtake us, you got to chase hard after God. Because your flesh, come on here. I talk about flesh all the time. And people wonder why I talk about flesh. Because flesh is a mess.
Yes, it is.
Flesh will lead you, amen, come on here. Flesh will lead you to places you would never thought you would go.
That's the truth.
When you stop chasing hard after God.
That's right.
You've got to chase hard. So what am I saying today? I'm saying you may be depressed. You may be in a spiritual depression. Come on here. You may not be, amen, sitting in your house and not combing your hair and not taking a bath, because there are some functional depressed people. Come on here. They still go to work every day. Come on here. They still take care of their children. Come on here. They still provide, amen, make sure their house is clean. That's called a functioning depressed person. Amen. So therefore, amen, what's going on? Down on the inside.
Yeah.
That's where you need the comfort. That's where you need to be lifted up. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible says, amen, that he is a defender of the weak.
Yes. Glory to God.
Come on here. You got to know when you're weak. Whenever you realize and you understand that you're weak, you'll begin to chase after the right thing.
Yes, Lord.
And that's after God.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible says, amen, in the New Testament again. I believe it's in the book of Matthew. If you seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, all of the other things will be added unto you. Sometimes we chase after the wrong stuff.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, y'all didn't hear me right there, did you? Glory to God. And that's why, amen, when it doesn't work out, we slump into a depression. We step into an oppression. We step into, amen, things that, amen, that's not even supposed to be a part of us. Because why? We didn't chase after God. We didn't go after him and ask him. He said in Proverbs, amen, jumping back to the Old Testament, he said in Proverbs that you got to do what? Acknowledge him.
Yes, in all your ways.
Oh, my God. Did you hear what the host said? And even when your flesh desires something, ask God, God, should I have it?
That's right.
Should I have it? Why? Because if you don't, amen, you will sink into this depression, spiritual depression. You will sink because why? You have now taken your eyesight off of the chase.
That's right.
Oh, y'all, I hear one of my. Woo, glory to God. Have you ever, amen, watched the nature channels? It speaks, oh, my God, so many volumes to what, amen, God is trying to tell us. Amen. Glory to God. And I look at the nature channels from time to time. Amen. Glory to God. And I see how, amen, especially the lion kingdom, amen, how it goes after its prey. Amen. It chases hard after its prey.
Yes,
it does. It doesn't give up. Amen. And usually it's the female. That, amen, goes out and chases the food and bring it back to, amen, glory to God, to the rest of the lions. Come on here. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. But as she is hunting, she is, amen, seeking out her prey. Amen. Looking at how she can pounce. And then when the prey when the prey notice that they're being watched, they decide to run. There she goes. She takes out after. She's chasing now the prey, and she catches her prey. 9 times out of 10, she can. Why? Because she didn't give up. The same thing with us. When we're chasing after God, the enemy is going to send a distraction. He's going to send discouragement. You hear what I'm saying? He's going to send things to deter you from the right road, from chasing God. But if you keep your chase on, come on here, if you keep your eyesight on God, amen, and you stay on the right path, amen, you will not only run God down, you will take him over, and he will begin to bless you, give you the strength that you need, give you what you need in the hour that you need it, amen, and help you to become, amen, to be able to stand, amen, in the evil day.
All right.
He's your creator. He's your creator.
Yes.
He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Why wouldn't he do that? Why wouldn't he do it for us? Amen. But you got to chase after him.
Yes.
You got to let your soul thirst after him. You got to come on here. Recognize, amen. We read in that last clause, did we not? Even though these things may be happening to me, I will yet sing praises unto him. My hope is in God. There's a song that we sing. What? My hope is built on nothing less. Come on here. Then Jesus' blood and his what? Righteousness.
Thank you, Lord.
That's who you got to trust in is God. So when you chase after God, amen, he will let you catch him.
Thank you.
God is going to let you catch him.
Yes.
Amen. He's not going to get away from you. He's not going to slip away from you. Come on here. Glory to God. As some of those animals might be able to do from the lion.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God, when you chasing hard after God, you will find him.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Now, when you find him, you got to cling to him.
Yes.
You can't let him go this time.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You can't let him go. When you let him go, glory to God, that's when you slump back down into an abyss, into a dark hole.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. And this is so, amen, befitting. This particular topic or this particular series, this is so befitting that it would come at this particular time of the year.
Uh-huh.
I did my undergrad in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I wrote a paper, and it was talking about seasonal affective disorder.
Mm-hmm.
SAD, SAD, seasonal affective disorder. And as I began to do the research, and I bring it up every so often around this time of the year, because it is a real disorder.
Yes, it is.
Glory to God. And you might say, well, What does it have to do with God? What does it have to do? Because if you don't chase hard after God, the way I started out this particular message today is the current will take you under. The tsunamis of life will overthrow you and take you under. And especially around these times, the seasons, amen, you'll feel more depressed than ever. Why? Because you may not have any money. You may not have a husband. You may not have a wife. You may not have a house, car, children. And so therefore the enemy will prey, come on here, will prey on that and make you feel a certain way. But I declare, if you rise up today and you chase hard after God, you no matter what state you are in, you'll be just like Paul. Amen. You will be content in whatever state you're in. You'll be able to say, God, you are my King of Kings. God, you are my defender. God, you are my righteousness. God, you are my everything. I adore you, God, no matter what I go through. My hope is in you. My faith is in you. Whatever I need is in you. Why? Because I'm chasing after you. My soul is thirsty only for you, God. You're the only one that can quench my thirst. I've tried many things, but I've come to find out, you, higher, glory, you're the only one that can quench my thirst.
The only
one. You're the only one that can help me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come up and come out.
Yeah.
So I'm here, amen, to encourage you again. Continue. To those that are chasing hard after God, he's not hard to be found. He said he would draw nigh. If you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you.
Amen.
He's not someone that's hiding. We're not playing hide and seek with God. God is in open view. You are under an open heaven.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And he can be found.
Glory, glory.
And when you chase him, he again can be caught. And when you catch him, hold on to him. Bow down to him. Worship him.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Adore him.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tell him he's your God. That he's altogether lovely. He's altogether worthy. He's altogether wonderful to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Begin to give him adorations of praise. And watch how he changed your life.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He said, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the what? Garment
of praise.
Of praise. That means whatever you have on that's on the outside, it looks good. But now you need another garment on top of that garment, and which is a garment of praise.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
He is the Ancient of Days.
Thank you.
So he knows everything you're going through. There's nothing new under the sun. The Bible declares he is the Ancient of Days. He knows everything.
All things. Yes. Yes.
Good God Almighty. Amen. So let us come.
Oh, God.
Amen. Come before a God that wants to be caught. Oh, my God.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
They once told me, amen, that stop chasing people that don't want to be caught.
That's right.
That's who you stop chasing. You stop chasing people that don't want to be caught.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants to be caught. Come on here.
Come on.
He wants you to catch him. He wants you to come to him while he may be found. Come on here.
Amen. Thank you.
And everything else, I become, amen, secondary. Your pain won't be so bad. Your misery won't be so bad. Come on here. It'll be there, but God can help you go through it.
Yeah, yes, most definitely.
And at times, he will erase it like it's never been there before.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. So be encouraged, people of God. Be encouraged, listening audience. Chase hard after God. Finish this year out strong. Go into 2020 even stronger. Chasing after God. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. We give glory and honor to God. We praise God for this word today. Oh, my God. You know, a point that I love that she said is keep your eyes on the chase. Sometimes we take our eyes off the prize.
Come on, come on.
The prize is Jesus. Amen. Everything that we need, and nothing that we have ever done is a surprise to him. He sees it all. He knows all of us. He loves us in spite of us.
That's right. That's right.
so many times that he loves me in spite of me, because I was most certainly a wretch undone. Amen. But now I am chasing hard after the one who loved me.
So all right.
That he became sin for me. He couldn't even sin himself. He is incapable. But yet all of my sin was thrust upon him. All of my faults were thrust upon him. All of my blindness, my lameness, my maimness was thrust upon him. And he gave me life.
Come on now.
That same life that the Lord has given to me, has given to the apostle, the Lord has for you. Amen. If you would but take this moment, take this time to chase hard after him. Jeremiah said, call unto me. Amen. The words of the Lord from the prophet.
Yes.
It says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show you great and mighty things that you know not of. Those secrets that you thought were hidden away, those things that you thought could never be fixed, the Lord, he is the solution. He is the answer. He's the answer to every problem. He's the answer to every question. Jesus is the answer. Chase hard after him. Glory to God. I praise God for this word today. Amen. And I just want to ask the apostle if he would come back just for one more thing, amen, to pray over the listening audience, amen, to pray for those that are in that depression, amen, seeking something and not knowing what it is, amen. People don't recognize today the presence of God anymore. There was a time that we were a lot more sensitive to the presence of God and even more reverent. I mean, we wouldn't say certain things in front of certain people, but now it's a free-for-all. So now they can't see what used to be more visible.
That's right.
That way. So, that is, and it's because we're not raising our children the way we used to. I mean, we used to raise our children to fear the Lord. We used to raise our children to at least be respectful. Even if the people in the house weren't serving God, they will raise the children
to be
respectful.
They still will be respectful. That's right.
Well, these children are not getting those things anymore. Amen. So, sin has, and actually, the word tells us that it would increase, it would wax worse and worse, which means
that
it would increase in intensity. And we are seeing that right now. So what we're seeing is a lot of people that are dying, and they can't understand why they're dying. They can't understand why they feel so empty. They can't understand why they feel invisible. They can't understand why it's so lonely out here in a crowd of people. And it's because there is a void within all of us that was only intended for God. We can't fill it with sex. We can't fill it with work.
That's right. We can't fill it with family.
We can't fill it with things. We cannot fill it with anything that we've seen or that we know physically. We can only fill it with the presence of God because it was only intended for him and him
alone.
And him alone. Amen. Mm-hmm. So the apostle is going to come back and pray. Glory to God that we come forth, amen, chasing hard after God. Amen. Apostle.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you now. We give your name praise and we give your name honor because without you, God, we would be nothing. Oh, God, but with you, God, we are everything. Oh, God, hallelujah, glory, because you are down on the inside. God, I bring your people to you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, you see and you know what they're going through in this season, oh, God. We're praying, God, for those that are spiritually depressed. We're praying for those, oh, God, hallelujah, that are suffering loss. We're praying for those, oh, God, that don't know which way to turn. God, we're praying for their strength, oh, God, that they will turn to you and begin to chase hard after you, oh, God. We ask you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, to lift up every head on today, God. Open the eyes, oh, God, that they may see you, God. Open up their hearts, God, that they may feel your spirit, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you now, God, for what you're doing in the lives of your people. Oh, God, we thank you now, God. Oh, God, for how you're going to bless your people in these last and evil days, God. Things, oh, God, are becoming more rapid. But you, oh, God, are greater, God, in the name of Jesus. You said greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Oh, God, we're dependent on you, God. We're looking unto you, God. Yes, God, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, oh, God. We're asking you even now, God, oh God, to arrest, oh God, every Leviathan spirit, every Python spirit, every spirit of the wicked and warlock, God, that is trying, oh God, to overtake your people. Let your blood cover even now, God. Holiness shall prevail. Holiness is right. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, and we thank you now. Yes, God, that you will lift your people up in these last and evil days. You will take them by the hand, God, and help them to stand, God, that they may be able, God, to stand against the wiles of the devil. In the name of Jesus, comfort the hearts of the feeble-minded. Comfort the minds of those that may be weak. In the name of Jesus, continue, oh God, to bless this leader, God. Pastor Lydia, Lord Jesus, as she lead and guide the people, God, oh God, from here to glory, in the name of Jesus, and every pastor, oh God, that may be listening to the broadcast, strengthen them, oh God, place an anointing upon them, God, that makes preaching easy, yes, God, that they may be able to help those, God, to come through their depressed times, to come through their time of turmoil, to come through their time of bereavement, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because great is your love. Oh, God, hallelujah, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your salvation. Oh, God, we thank you now, God, for those that will be saved. We thank you now, God, for those that are already saved. Oh, God, remember your people today. Remember your children, God. Remember your promise to us, oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will do like the psalmist. Oh, God, put our hope and trust in you, and yet praise you till our dying day. We will inquire in your temple, oh, God. Oh, God, hallelujah. And we thank you, man. We give you praise. We give you honor. Yes, Father, number host, we give you honor, Lord. There's none like you, Jesus. Oh, God, your grace is enough and it's sufficient. There's none like you, God. Be with us, God. Oh, God, hallelujah, as we finish out this year, oh, God, chasing after you and going to next year, oh, God, continuing, amen, to seek you even stronger, God. Be with us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray all these things in your name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This has been, amen, Chasing Hard After God with our guest speaker today, Apostle Sylvia Ingram. God bless you. God keep you and
yes,
God anoint you. If you would like to communicate with me, amen, at Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, my email is elderljt@gmail.com. Elderljt@gmail.com. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.